brothers and sisters, I thought I'd start this with a little music, and this will be on the topic of witnesses that have come of this work, and this is not rehearsed. This is simply, I felt to do an audio on witnesses, and here it is. The first that comes to mind is the witness that came when I first received the name Simple Living Centers and Habitat for Health. While I was in California on a family history vacation, and those two names came to me, the Spirit actually prompted me to ask the name of two organizations, and they were organizations. I didn't quite know what they were, but the name Simple Living Centers came, and the name Habitat for Health. I had felt the presence of Joseph and Emma, and then I felt the, another presence, which was multitudes of Chinese ancestors, and I thought, why is that? And I would call them Chinese, maybe they were Asian, but the name that it was impressed upon me were Chinese. And anyway, I just felt multitudes, the witness of multitudes, and that witness would return. But let me tell you a little more of the story. With such a strong impression, I went down to a local a store where I had met a sister in the ward, the Fort Bragg ward. Her husband's name was Angelo. He was the high priest leader, and she was actually from China, and so I had gotten to know her through the Living Light Institute, a living food health education center. But anyway, I'd asked Angelo, the high priest leader, if I could have a blessing, and he, unknown to me, decided to invite the bishop over and give me the blessing, because there was so much going on, and I was just needed to kind of get on the ground. And so Bishop, I'll think of his name in a minute, but anyway, it's on the website. He gave me, Bishop Mix gave me a blessing, and in many ways it was a blessing of comfort and something you'd hear in a lot of blessings. And then toward the end he stopped, and there was a long pause, and he said, "President Monson will help you." And the blessing was over. I had known, leave my job, start on the business plan was the promptings I got. And so in part the blessing was for making a major decision of leaving a job I absolutely loved at the Capitol, at the Utah State Capitol. I was the facility supervisor and buildings and grounds, and really involved with intimately with the major renovation of Council Hall, of the Capitol, of the Chapel, and the Daughters of Utah Pioneer Museum. And I just thought I was going to retire there and live happily ever after, so to speak. And it was like, leave your job. And I had had those promptings three other times. And so when the confirmation came from the bishop, and I had pretty well made the decision already I was going to leave the job, but it was a nice confirmation. That confirmation of President Monson will help you prompted me to write the first presidency. See, this was in April where I was given the blessing, early May, and I was prompted to write the first presidency in August before I traveled back to California. And I wrote the first presidency, and probably one of the biggest confirmations of this project was that I didn't learn this till actually about 2015, 5 years later, but that 3 months after I wrote the first presidency, the minutes of the Political Kingdom of God were released from the first presidency's office to the Church Historical Department for publication. And that publication didn't happen. It happened on the web slowly, but it was actually released in about 2016 in publication form for the general church, considered with statements by the church that it was the most significant historical development or release of records message for our time, and that all the church want all the world to know about this. Well, you can see that on the website. That was probably one of the most major testimonies I received to this work. The other would be the actual visitation in the Korean temple of the Savior himself. I can go into details of that, but for purposes of this audio cast, I think I'll save that for another time. But the multiple witnesses that came in the Korean temple were also powerful. Now, everyday people have received witnesses of this. One of the ones that comes to my mind was I had worked for the governor's office, and somebody very close to me, her name was Denise, had recommended I see a gentleman at the Utah Valley University regarding this project. I think, believe he served a mission in Hong Kong. He was into the financial systems of the world. He was one of the major fundraisers at Utah Valley University. And I took the project over to him one day, and it was like a one-page summary called Habitat for Health. And as I was walking through the parking lot to take it to him, that same repeated witness of multitudes of Chinese came to me and just rested upon me. And I just looked in the air like, where were they? And it was just this feeling of this presence, which only spiritually, I can't describe it in earthly terms, but it was just very present. It was very real. It was very something I would never forget. And as I placed this one-page, two-page summary of the project in on the desk of Greg, he, a former bishop in the Alpine area, very respected man in the community, said he started receiving revelation about his role and about financial future and about. We talked, and you know, Greg and I said, you know, we're just chatting, and he says, you know, 1 in 100 people don't realize what's coming in terms of difficulties in the world, and they think, you know, happily ever after, Happy Valley is just going to continue for generations. And I just had to agree with Greg that we will see a change in lifestyle. Our President Obama has said, others have said, our way of life is simply not sustainable. And so I just wanted to add that witness. On the 4th of July, I had the other witness that comes to mind was oddly listening to the music from The Wizard of Oz. It came perfectly and purely to me. I'd had experiences like this in my mission where the most perfect music just streamed into my mind, and I could just walk down the street and hear this, literally CD quality at a time that we didn't have CDs. But I had wondered why The Wizard of Oz, and that had happened December of 2010, and then months later in July, 7 months later in July of approximately a fourth, I was down at, and I felt prompted to go down to the parade, and I really hadn't wanted to go to the parade that year, and was kind of going through personally a lot of transition in life, and but I went down to the parade, and kind of was just getting these promptings, go here, go left, go right, and walk down here, and I ran into this gentleman who had a bicycle like mine, and we started chatting. He had a three-wheel bicycle, and he was quite a large man. Come to find out, he's a past CFO of Provo City. He was an economics professor at University of Utah. And we got chatting, and I kind of told him about this Habitat for Health, Sustainable Communities, just a glimpse. He asked what I was doing, and I said, well, I left my job at the Capitol to do this, and he started receiving revelation. He told me, he says, oh my gosh, I'm just receiving revelation right now. And it was regarding DNC 46, I believe it was, and he just shared briefly that many, many people would be coming to the deserts of Utah from foreign lands and populate this area. And that would be one of the gatherings of the tribes or whatever. I'm not sure all the details at this point. I'd have to go back into my journals. Long story short, another witness that had come. I'm not going to share too many other witnesses. Perhaps the last one that comes to mind is when Hiram himself, Hiram Smith, appeared to me. He was across the room in my basement living room in Mill Creek, California. And he just immediately I asked, who is it? And before I even finished the question, this is Hiram Smith. The message came, you will have other Hirams. You will have many Hirams come to you, or other Hirams come to you on this project, meaning very loyal support people. Near that time, Christopher Caldwell felt impressed to move up. He'd followed the project since 2011. He felt impressed to move by me and to be a support to me. He was a huge support. And his witness is in the proclamation and in other places of the website. Chris is an active member of the church, served a mission in Taiwan, striving to live the gospel. And his wife served a mission, I believe, at Temple Square. They have two children now, and is a wonderful man that was critical to my support when I traveled over to Taiwan, when we went over there months later, and helped us with fund transfers and just a lot of nuts and bolts of living in Taiwan and doing business here in America with finances and things like that. Anyway, other Hiram figures have come, and in some ways my own son, Nathan, now is almost like a Hiram figure, and very much understands the project and is learning more about it in his own way. But they have come, and I just testify. I'm not going to share a lot of other testimonies. I've been into a few where I was prompted to go over Siegel Book and Tape, and a woman, I asked her about books in the temple, and we got chatting, and I told her to, you know, what I was doing, and she I said, you might look at the website. She called me back and said, boy, she says, my whole life makes sense. My patriarchal blessing makes sense. And she was another. Many others have come. I will say there's been a few people who have felt very clearly in their minds that I was being misled, and they certainly have that choice, and I'm not offended by them, but or that respect to be heard, and I realize many don't. I will say it's taken me many years for the Lord to instill this, and with repeated witnesses, both from Scripture, from the heart, from the mind, from the body, the area of will and the neck, and other witnesses. I just want to say that I leave my witness of these things, that as we discover the kingdom of God within, great blessings can come. Our capacity, as President Nelson has said, to receive revelation for our lives will increase, not just from heart and mind to the two great commandments, to love God with all our heart, might, mind, and strength, and our neighbor as ourself. And those two, the two great commandments, encompasses all these. I direct you to the Seven Simple Living Centers tab on the website, and leave this witness solemnly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.